flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 12:07. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I am the host of this here show. And August is Black Business Month. Now, I didn't have a reason to celebrate until 4 years ago when I became a business owner myself. I created ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, my podcasting and promotions company that celebrates Black culture. And that's when I realized the systemic barriers that keep Black business owners from not just surviving, but thriving. Access to capital, political connections, social capital. Bank loans and credit cards that are not extended our way, forgivable loans, folks thinking just because we're a Black business that a business that is owned by a Black person that we only want to do business with Black people, or people who just downright outright discriminate against Black business owners. If you see a successful Black business owner, believe me, they have come through a lot to get to where they are. I tell people all the time, every dollar that I have earned is hard fought. It is rare that somebody says, hey, we want to give you this money to do this job and to do this work. And, we really trust and appreciate you. I got to jump through hoops. I got to put proposals and presentations together. There's no such thing as I know I can do the job and get an opportunity to do that. I damn near have to do the job before they give it to me. Right. And then it's always a challenge to get paid. That's just the life of a business owner, especially one from communities of color. And so for August, during Black Business Month, I always try to do something special for Black entrepreneurs. I had a soiree at the Minneapolis Club this past Thursday where a couple hundred business owners were there taking tours of the building. And it wasn't anything that was formal. We didn't have a program. I didn't make a speech. People just came and we ate and we drank and we networked and we loved each other. That's it. And then the week before that, I had Black Entrepreneurs Day at the ballpark where African-American business owners set up tables and they were able to sell their product to all the fans at CHS Field during the St. Paul Saints baseball game. It was absolutely amazing. We had a great time, and so many African-American business owners were able to network and pass out their business cards and get new clients and make some new connections. And, that got me to thinking about the Minnesota State Fair. There was a time where there were no African-American businesses who were vendors at the state fair, and that is not the case anymore. And so when I saw Reggie Carter and his beautiful bride at their booth and they were selling doggy treats, I said, oh, my gosh, I have got to get them on the show. Because I'm going to tell you something. The line was long. While we eating everything on the stick, Reggie and his wife are making sure that the pets back at home are getting some treats from the fair, too. And so I had to invite Reggie on the show so he could talk to me about how being at the state fair impacts his business. Must be rough. And he is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Reggie, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you and your wife have Must Be Rough. Talk to me about your business.
Well, Must Be Rough is a homemade, all-natural pet treat company. We started it, this is year three, and we had in mind that if we feed the dogs natural, healthy, that hopefully they'll live a longer, healthier, happier life.
And how did you get into this business? Because that is so original and so new, which is probably why every time I see you all at the state fair, and you were there for a state fair preview day and you were there for the fair, there's always a line of folks waiting to get to you. And you all are making these treats like right there on the spot. And, you know, it's like you said, it's all natural. And apparently it's delicious because people are coming back over and over and over again.
Right, right. Well, you know, people's animals and pets, they're part of their family, and so they want nothing but the best for them. I grew up on a farm in Mississippi, and just about all the foods that we ate, we went and picked them from the garden outside. And so the dogs that we had, they ate whatever my mom cooked. And we, all the pets that we had, they lived these long lives, 17, 18 years old. So I just went back to that roots part and said, I'm going to make things for our dog, but it's going to be all homemade that I know what's going into the food.
Yeah, because you just absolutely never know. Now, how did it go from you making homemade treats for your pets to starting a business where you make homemade treats for other people's pets?
Well, when I was making the treats myself for my dog, and I had a few people inquire about buying them. They saw them. My wife took pictures and posted some online, on social media. And a few people reached out to me to inquire. And so once I had a handful of people inquire about buying them, I thought more people would be interested. And so I applied for the state fair after being in business like 3 months.
Wait a minute. Now, hold on. Back up. You mean to tell me you were in business 3 months when you came to the fair? What was that experience like?
A lot of anxiety. No one around me really thought that we could do it because, you know, that's a tall task. We're just making treats in our kitchen. We don't have any type of production or no money. But I just was, you know, I was at a point in my life where I didn't want to have any more regrets. And I have these ideas of things I want to try. And so I just went for it.
And I tell you what, you stepped out on faith and God met you where you were. And you have been
That's true. Great.
Talk to me about what being at the fair means for your business.
Being at the fair has been like, you know, the fair is pretty much it's almost a validation. It's almost like once you're there, other businesses, it's like they don't have to vet you as much because it's like, okay, you're at the fair, so you must be doing something right. Okay, we can do business with you. It's been phenomenal. It brings media presence. It's a validation. It helps tremendously.
Now, what's business been like? Because anytime I pass by your booth or table, you guys have a long line of people. Are you getting new customers, repeat customers? Are you guys doing pretty good?
Yeah, we're doing good. I know last year during the fair, I think we'll have repeat customers by 4 and 5 times just during the stretch of the fair.
Wow.
Yeah, and last year we won one of the awards for one of the best vendors at the Minnesota State Fair. And so that helped out a lot.
Wow. Okay. Now you got to tell everybody where you're going to be so they'll know where to go looking for you when they hit up the fair on Thursday.
Oh yeah. We'll be in the Pet Pavilions, which is up at Machinery Hill next to the new hangar bar up on that end by the old tractors and things.
Yes, yes. Well, we will look for you, and we know that folks are going to be lining up to get the treats. We don't even have a dog. We buy them for the neighbor's dog, and Molly over at Mr. Fields' house really enjoys it just because I love supporting you. I love the work you're doing, and I want to see you succeed. All right, y'all, going up to the State Fair, look for Must Be Rough. Tell Reggie Carter you heard about his dog treats on the show and you wanted to support him. Reggie, thank you so much and happy Black Business Month.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. You as well. And y'all stick around. We've got more to come.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.